Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Jerk off. I'm holding a grudge.
I know.
Do you have a meltdown?
Yeah.
Oh.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. meltdown.
You know, Johnny, last week, on Monday, I had an incident where I was at the gym. And there was a stealth farter.
I remember.
That was just walking around with protein beefers, you know, just launching them all over the gym. And I thought, that is horrible. What a disgusting human being. What a pig. This is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Today.
Oh, no.
I had a smell at the gym even worse.
Oh, no.
Than the protein powder beefer.
How?
It was a nice looking lady came in. And she had on her leggings, designer leggings, and a tight tank top and big old boobies. And she's bouncing around on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And this waft.
No.
I'm on the elliptical. I'm watching her.
Oh, no.
And this waft of perfume.
Oh.
So strong.
What?
That I got a headache. And I tried to put my shirt over my nose to try to stop this. It was so potent, this perfume smell. What are you doing wearing perfume to the gym?
She's trying to pick up some dinghy.
But it was so strong that it was like a force field.
Oh.
I think it was almost the opposite. Like, she didn't want any guys to talk to her because, I mean, it was just horrendous. It was worse than a fart.
What if?
I would rather have the fart.
What if? She was the farter from last week.
And she went to cover it up.
Yeah.
She was feeling like, oh, I have a little protein. I had a protein shake for lunch. You know what happened last time?
Yeah.
Maybe. It's possible, but it was worse. It was so much worse than
the
fart.
Why don't you speak to a manager and be like, hey.
No, I thought about it. I really did.
The smells in this place are going to make me cancel my subscription.
But I'm thinking I can't be the only one. I can't be the only one. This is awful. I mean, it's literally to the point where I'm like, oh, I'm like trying to get away from it. I'm trying to turn my head a certain way. It was so strong and potent and artificial.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good perfume. It was
like
it was
a cheap, like a Liz Claiborne,
yeah,
Walgreens
like a,
perfume.
It was like White Diamond or something by Elizabeth. It was just not a pleasant. Says, don't do that. Stop it. You hear me?
I feel bad that, you know, it's 2 weeks in a row of the
I know.
Smells for you.
Man, I almost let it slip.
Did you?
Can't wait. So if next week, things change. Get to go at certain times that never got to go before. It's going to be, I'm going to get yoked, bro.
Good.
Because I'm going to get to spend a lot more time in there when people aren't in there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Is it a 24-hour place?
Yeah.
Nice. I like
it. It's going to be fun.
I should go with you.
You should.
Yeah.
Come do it.
Start getting jacked.
Get yoked.
Mm.
Brother.
Yeah. Speed of Johnny B. Cena. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Hell yeah. Nope. Not happening. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. If you'd like to join us, we wouldn't mind having you. Be nice. Come on down. I don't even have a meltdown.
Really?
Not really. Well, maybe like a tiny one.
You're always mad about something.
I know. Maybe a tiny one. I mean, I've kind of touched on the Bucks game, and this is kind of related.
In 3, 2, 1.
No! Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. meltdown.
Hey, DeSean Jackson. Calm it down, bitch. So, DeSean Jackson plays for the L.A. Rams now. Which is fine. Good for you. You know? Good for you. You're from L.A. That's where gangs are. And now you get to play in your hometown in your twilight years of the NFL for you. I think he's 34 years old, which isn't an old man, but for the NFL, I guess so. He's riddled with injuries usually year in and year out. You know, he tried to go back to Philly. That didn't work out. Now he's in L.A. So he had a pretty good game yesterday. He caught a big touchdown pass where Mike Edwards, who was the defensive player of the week, a week ago, he tried to jump a route. And really, if you saw the replay, kudos to Matt Stafford. He did a little shoulder shimmy that made Mike Edwards, our safety, think that he was throwing this ball. So Mike Edwards jumped forward, and when DeSean Jackson went to run past him, Mike Edwards figured it out. Uh-oh, I just got duped. Falls down. Busts his ass. Now DeSean Jackson's wide open. He catches a big, long touchdown pass. Mike Edwards still tried to catch him. And then just the reason why I'm upset, DeSean Jackson decided he was going to showboat going into the end zone. Hey, jack-off. Do you remember what happened last year when Tariq Hill showboated going into the end zone in the regular season on the Bucks? How did that end for him? I'll tell you how it ended. Big old peace sign in your grill in the Super Bowl, bitch. Now, we can't play them in the Super Bowl. I mean, but I fully expect to see them in the playoffs.
That's going to be the NFC Championship game. I'm positive.
It should be. And it might be. And it may be back in L.A. if they have a better record than us, but probably not. I would expect it to be here in Tampa. I think the Bucks are going to probably be the home team. Either way, you should learn your lesson. Do not showboat on these Buccaneers, because you might end up being the poster child that Tariq Hill ended up being and will always be. I don't care how many Super Bowls he goes on to win, how many times he gets away with trying to kill his pregnant fiance. Tariq Hill is always going to be known as the guy that was an asshole and got the deuces put in his face in front of a worldwide audience. Is that what you want, DeSean Jackson? Because now you just may get it, bitch. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Like Will, I had an experience with that horrible scent, that taste that lingers in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Holiday Seltzers. Whoever the hell is their tasting crew, stop licking dog turds for your face group, okay? This stuff wafts. You turn your head one way, you hold your breath, you pretend it tastes like something that's not dog poop, but no! Pumpkin my butt! No! Apple spice? No! It's... These people just cost me $17 because, oh, yeah, it's going to taste so good. No, it's not. Don't do it, people. Forget the freaking holiday flavor seltzers. They're tricking you. It's in the serum.
Yeah, you're right, man.
Thanks,
whack,
man.
Dude.
Oh, thank you. I should...
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.